Chapter 4. Brenda Stallings Beaumont walked ahead of me without looking back, which suited me fine. I enjoyed watching her. Her legs were great, and her yellow hair bounced softly on her neck. Every inch of the floor was carpeted, thick white carpeting. We moved from room to room. The house was big, and each room was streamlined, decorated in brown, black or white, or combinations. It looked like an RKO set. Everything was soft, plush, and looked unlived in or on. We stopped in a room the size of a tennis court. It was a kind of living room with two extra-long white sofas, three soft white chairs, and a couple of black tables. A gold Oscar stood on one of the tables. On the wall above a white brick fireplace were two huge painted portraits. One was of Brenda Stallings, bronzed and queenly in white. The other portrait was Harry Beaumont, wearing a white jacket and a red scarf around his neck. He was looking down at me with his trademark, a combination of smile and sneer. Brenda Stallings dropped lazily into an armchair and motioned me toward one of the sofas in front of her. I sat.
"Well," she said, looking at me, "I assume you are not soliciting for campaign funds for Wendell Willkie."
I had sunk uncomfortably deep into the sofa. I felt out of place. "You said something like that in Three Men," I smiled, "to Ronald Reagan."
"Something like that," she said, without a smile. "But it was to Franchot Tone. You had the wrong studio. Now what do you want?"
"Blackmail," I said. Without looking at me, she plucked a cigarette from a silver box on the table in front of her and put it to her lips. Then she reached for the Oscar, which stood on the table in front of her. She raised it, touched something on the back, and a flame spurted out of Oscar's gold head. She lit her cigarette. "I didn't know you..."